Okay, Vayikach Korach. Now, Vayikach Korach is one of the strangest parshas Rambam writes that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, Ganesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to speak to you, and everyone's going to hear me speaking to you. Vashama, they'll hear me talking to you. Aminu, and they will believe in you forever and ever. What does that mean? That means they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael lo sirtzach. So that Moshe was communicating directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he was on that madrega. No one had a question. They heard it. They saw it. Einenu ro, einenu oznenu shamanu. We heard it. We saw it. That's it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, gam b'chol yaminu olam. And that'll be so powerful when they hear me talking to you. Shomo'am b'dabri imach v'gam b'chol yaminu olam. That depth of understanding and experience is something that's going to carry through generation and generation on the amitos of the truth of the nevuah of Moshe Now, the Meshechachma, Tzakdoma Tishmos, makes a point, an important point. Okay, Moshe, what about everything? Moshe comes, they heard the Aseret HaDibros. But when Moshe comes down with Tarayak Mitzvahs, how do they know about that? And how do we know about that? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, to be on Har Sinai 40 days and 40 nights, continual communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became a Netul HaBechira. It was in such a madrega and such a clarity of the Amitzus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Amitzus HaTorah that he was beyond Bechira. And that's something that Klal Yisrael should have seen. But there's a problem when people see a superior human being. And it's a serious problem, seeing a superior human being. That sometimes people cannot understand there are people on a wholly different madriga than they themselves are or have experienced. Some people will view the world from within their twisted, limited yetzaras. There is a medrash in Noach. Suppose in Noach, Rashi talks about. He sent the Orev out. And Rashi tells us the Orev circled the Teva, and didn't want to leave the Teva. Why not? Because he was choshed that there were only two Orevs, the Mr. and Mrs. Orev. And if, and he said, why did of all the animals in the Teva, all the birds, Noach chose the Orev? Because Noach had fell for the Mrs. Orev. And he wanted the Orev to die, so he'd go and marry the Mrs. Orev. Okay, now that, so what are Chazal trying to tell us with that story? There's something there, Chazal trying to talk to us with the story. There's another, Maimon Chazal. When they went into the Teva, for the year of the Teva, Noach and his family and all the animals are also the Tashmish Amita. They cannot live with their wives. And all the animals listened to this. Since all the animals listened to this, there were two exceptions, the Kelev and the Orev. That means of all the animals in the Teva, all the hundreds, thousands, however many animals there were, it's all Medrash, how many animals there were. There were two Balei Taiva that couldn't control themselves. the Kelev and the Yorev. So if Noach sent out the Yorev, since the Orev was a Baltaiva for the Mrs. Orev, he couldn't imagine that there were someone else who was an unbelievable Baltaiva for the Mrs. Orev. And he was Choshed Noach. It means every Baltaiva views the world from inside his own Taiva. That is how people function. Famous story with Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz said it from once a group of Talmidim was spreading a rumor in Meir Yeshiva that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz spoke Lashon Hara, spoke Nivul Peh. They know it, they heard it, they hated it all the time. Okay. And it's a shmur that went through the whole Meir Yeshiva at the time. So, a few days Reb Chaim didn't come in to the Beis Medrash. And then when he finally came in, he came in for his Musa Shmuz. The Shmuz and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz were famous. He began with a story that Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya was walking down the street. And when he was walking down the street, he had his Talmud also Ish was with him. And a beautiful woman came down, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, the Tana, made a bracha on the beauty, okay, to which also Yish made some sort of low comment. So the Gemara says he looked at him, he became a galat samos. Okay, that has to be explained also. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz turned to the Olam and says, and what did Rabbi also Yish think? That the Holy Tana, Rabbi Shuv and Prach, was on his low level. He says, no, if you're a Menuvel, you think everyone else is a Menuvel. And if you and you think your Rabbi, Rabbi Shuv and Prach, is also Menuvel. Here's a man, Korach. Here's a man, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the highest Madrega of Nevuah. He is the one selected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim, do all the nisim, by Yiminu, by Hashem, uva Moshe Avdo, and on Har Sinai he heard. To understand that there's such a person on such a madrega, you have to be able of getting out of your own taivas. What was his taiva? Covet. He came back. They were, he was one of the Levim. Was chosen to be a Levi, not a Kohen like Aaron. But he has to be a Levi. Now, in order to go through the process of Levim, so if you'd seen the whole process, they have to shave their heads. Now, shaving a head is a sign of Shibud, Hachno. That's why if you see someone big, flowing hair in the wind, that's freedom. That's why growing long hair, for a man to grow that long hair, the shachas is also, it's shachas v'gaiv. Shaved head is a sign of shibud and avdus. To be a Levi, you had to accept the shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My tafkin in life is to be Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came back, his head was shaved. His wife says, why'd your head shave? And he said to him, came a lady. He said to Moshe, was Moshe Rabbeinu's head shaved? Was Aaron's head shaved? No. That Kohanim. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Kohen. He says, oh, covet. And from that, Bedivas HaKovet, he so twisted his own view of Moshe Rabbeinu and got so many other people. And what does he do? He does what they're doing nowadays. He didn't say it's my covet. No. Kol eidu kulam kadosh. I'm democracy. Everyone's the same. There's no Kohen, there's no Levi, there's no Yisrael. Everyone's the same. Kol Eigel Kulam Kadoshim. And that is something that can resonate in a lot of people's minds. Kol Eigel Kulam Kadoshim. But Lama Tisnas, why do you think you're better than everybody else? And then he began showing Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah that you give us. It doesn't make any sense. Tali shekulut chelas. Abaye shekulut, full of molei svarim. Doesn't make sense. Now, so what's the answer? It does make sense and it doesn't make sense. He says, Torah has its own logic. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us Torah Shebiktav and a Torah Shebaalpeh, gave us a system with a certain built-in logic. And that's what we try to do when we sit down and try to understand a difficult Gemara, a difficult Mishnah, a difficult Braisa, a Stira in a Gemara, a Rashi, a Tosis, and a Rambam. We're trying to adapt our minds to the internal logic of the Torah. And when Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is, which we're all learning about, means a number of different things. Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim that we're all learning about talks, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yotzer Baruch Hu, she created the entire universe. And he's still involved in the entire universe. He's manning the entire universe. Hamachadish metuvah b'chol yom tov min ma'asev reishis. All the time. That is, he's the manning olam. And he gave us the Torah. But we'd only say that. You have to understand the Torah. But same believe b'enu l'chov and l'chask. Limit at Torah, the Rambam says, Shinantam Lavanecho, it's part of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Why? Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim has two important aspects. I can't do what I want to do. I have to be Meshabed my Rotzon, the Rotzon Habore. And I can't think what I want to think. I have to be Meshabed my logic to the logic of HaKadosh Baruch, which is the logic of the Torah. That's Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That's one aspect with Korach, a revolution of the masses. You know, go out on the streets of America. No authority. A revolution of the masses. And why is this logic that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach us about putting a mezuzah and putting tchelas on it's not logical. I have a different logic. The answer says, who cares about your logic? This is the logic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, V'hori Neinu B'sar Secho. That's why Limud HaTorah is such an important part. Minus, total free thought. There's no such thing as total free thought. We have Gedorim, what to think, how to think. Remember, when my grandmother, Allah Shalom, was Nifter, Yitzchok Hutner came for Nichum Avelim. He was in Warsaw. Told the story, he was at the Levaya of Reb Chaim. Says, what? And he was a young boy then. He remembers, he said, Briskerov's husband. What was Briskerov's husband? Some people have a Shulchan Aruch, what you can, what you can't eat. Reb Chaim had a Shulchan Aruch, what you could think of, what you can't think. This is the logic of the Torah. We have to work with inside the logic of the Torah. You can't deviate from the logic of the Torah. There's a whole system of thought here. We have to meshabit our minds. It's a major part of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Democracy. No such thing as Kohen Levi Yehuda. I don't like it. Kohen Levi Yisrael. There's no such thing. Everyone, all Jews. All Jews are equivalent. All Jews are Kohen and Kula Kadosh. And it resonates. People don't want authority. What is happening today? People don't want authority. Free. Think what you want. Do what you want. Be what you want. So So then what happens? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Boker. And there's a very important Rashi. If you understand Daiti, it's one of the most important Rashis in all of Chumash. Boker, V'yoda Hashem Atzah Shalom. Says Rashi. Boker. Omer Lehem Moshe Rabbeinu said, Gvulos Cholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made bounds in this world. Yicholam Atem Lahafos Boker Le'erev. Can change morning to night. You can't. Kein Tufu Levatel Azeh. Vayev Ro'ok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up rules. And they're absolute. You can't deviate from. Boker, the Yoda. This Kohen, this Levi, Yisrael, this Boker, this Erev, this man, this woman. What is the biggest problem in today's society? There are no bounds. No bounds. We know, of course, once they invented the electric light, so then, the whole bounds between day and night disappear. It's a whole different world. There's no radical difference between day and night. When they want to introduce LED lights or street lights all over the world, it means you'll go out at night, it'll be just as light as the middle of the day. No difference. Man and woman. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and he created woman and he says, there are absolutes. I built it into the Bria. This is the way I created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So nowadays they say, no, we do what we want. More than that. They operate to turn a man into a woman into a man. You think there's a difference. But they're absolutely, you can't turn a woman to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're a man, you're a woman. That's the way it is. You can fool yourself. There are absolutes in this world. And Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim says they have to be willing to accept the absolutes in this world. There is Mutter and there's Osir. Remember, at one period in my life, I was a professor of mathematics. So in order to be able to give myself a lot of time to learn, I would teach all the unpopular courses at all the unpopular times. So I once had to teach a course, basically it was simple algebra that you learn eighth, ninth grade. Where was it? It was Graduate School of Education, and all these teachers were coming back to get extra education and get points to get raised in their salaries. And there's a certain black individual who was in the class. And in that class, so I used to give assignments. Every week I gave the assignment and every week he'd come back. The most he ever got was a 10 or a 20, he was failing. One day he walks into class and says, you know, I've been talking with my friends about this course. He said, yes, how can I help you? He says, I'm not doing well in white man's mathematics, but I'm great in black man mathematics. So X plus 5 is 12, X is 7, that's in white man mathematics. That's what, so I did what I did. I thought maybe he should switch to a different course. Okay. You think that's funny? Everyone knows what's happening now in Seattle, Washington. 6 months ago, there was a big revolution in Seattle, Washington. Have to change the mathematics curriculum. 5 plus 4 is 9 is an absolute. There's no such thing as absolutes in this world anymore. So they had to redo the mathematics curriculum in Seattle, Washington. So you can't teach absolutely. Well, generally, most of the time, you should try to do it. Hananya Goldberg's having a good time. It's true. They redid it. Because absolutes are the way white men dominate black men. But it's okay. So what happened today? What's happening now in Seattle, Washington? The whole place is a total hefka. No, there are absolutes in this world. 5 + 4 = 9. There's day, there's night, there's man, there's woman, there's Kohen, there's Levi, there's Israel, there's Mutter, there's also. There are absolutes in this world. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim means Gvulos Yesh Bo'olam. There are bounds in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put bounds in this world. There's a logic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the logic how I want you to determine what is Mutter and Asa. Mutter and Asa depends. This is the logic of the Torah. Work within the logic of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro and tells Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, speak in the name of Elkei Ephraim. Comes in the name of Yudkei Vovke. Lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know Yudkei Vovke. V'gam Yisrael lo ashlech. I don't know Yisrael, I don't know Yudkei Vovke. So Chazal tell us, Paro opened a book. What's the book? The book is all the officially approved, accredited Avodah Zarahs in this world. Whoa, yeah. It's not, this Yudkei Vovkei is not one of the officially approved, accredited Avodah Zarahs in the world. What does Chazal want to tell us? Chazal want to tell us a very, very simple lesson. Chazal telling us a lesson that Moshe, there is Avodah Zarah. Is it okay if him, that power could have known? The Ivrim are there, are a people. They have their God. He sets the rules for them. You know, well, he takes care of them with their rules. The Egyptians have their gods. There's no absolutes. Everything is relativistic. Everything is relativistic. Relative, what's good for you is good for you. What's good for me is good for me. Man, I bounce from this Avodah Zarah to that Avodah Zarah. I like the different rules. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you don't get it. There's one God. Yudkei Vovkei. He gives one Torah with one set of rules. And Yisrael is a nation. Why are we a nation? Because we accept. We accept the absolutes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets down in this world. Avram Avinu is Avimelech. What does Avram Avinu tell Avimelech? Avimelech comes with this whole tzidkus, what you do. If you don't do this way, you said she was your sister. It's really your wife. So Avraham Avinu said, what are you talking about? You kidnapped her. It was kidnapped. It's kidnapped and with an intent of rape. What are you talking about? Now what Avraham Avinu told him something else. Rocking Yiras Alikim by Mokam Azeh Baharagun. Now, Avimelech was running a very stable society there in Gror. And I'm sure if you walked down the street in Gror and killed someone, they'd haul you in, they'd chop your head off. Against the rules. But who makes the rules? Avimelech makes the rules. Avimelech makes the rules. If it's convenient for him, is one thing. But if Avimelech wants this woman, and then, so he'll change the rules. And you change the rules, because there are no absolutes. Rak and Yer Selkim Amok. The only thing that says there are absolutes in this world that binds everybody is when you accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who sets the rules. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic is what runs the rules. That's Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. Korach. Korach, it begins with COVID. But sometimes when you have your own Yetzer of COVID, what did he look at Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is out for his covet, for his brother's covet. He began interpreting everything in terms of the covet that he himself was. And in order to do that, what did he have to do? Says he came with a philosophy. He justified what is his goal to bring Moshe Rabbeinu down. He was jealous that he wasn't a Nasi. So everyone has to be the same. If I am not at the top, no one's at the top. Total democracy, equivalency. That's Korach. You take your Yetzer in order to get what you want. Because of it, you make a philosophy that's very popular and everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, who's so beyond what What did we just learn in the end of Parshas Vayelech? Ish Moshe Onam Yov. He's beyond any aspect of Kavod. Anivus itself, on the highest madrega. But he got everyone riled up with his populism. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Boker, Gvulos Yesh Ba'olam. There are absolutes in this world. There's Kohen, there's Levi, there's Yisrael. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. There's a tzitzis with a tcheles, no matter what. There's a mezuzah on a door, no matter what. The matnas aniyim, no matter what. This is how the HaKadosh, and this is the logic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run the world with this logic. And we, at Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim, accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absolutes in this world. What is the problem with the United States today? I'll tell you, very simple. The universities have been propagating an idea, free thought. You think. There are no bounds. Think whatever you want. Every stupidity and nonsense, you put it in the right language, it becomes a sheet. Everything's a sheet. There are no bounds. So every stupidity, it depends how good it sounds to everybody. Everyone jumps on a bandwagon. But the ultimate goal is the breakdown of any absolutes. There are no absolutes. Everything is relativistic in today's world. Everything is relativistic in today's world. And that is what's destroying the world today. And that's the story of Korach. No, there are absolutes in this world. If you walk down the street in Berlin in 1943 and one German shot another German and killed him, they tell him into court, right? So what about killing a Jew? Well, so of course, and you have to have a whole theory that Jew's not really human, it's a this, it's a that, it's a whatever. You change the rules, there are no absolutes. There are absolutes in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. There's one God with one Torah, with one set of absolutes, with one form of logic, how to apply that to every situation. And that is Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim. That's why in the bracha, before we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we talk about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. We also talk about Havonas HaTorah. He also gave us a whole form of logic how to understand the Torah. And we have to be meshabed our minds to his mind. And that is why just learning Torah Shabbat Peh is the ultimate in Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim. You shabed my mind to the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest Kabbalah Samal Chashamayim. Balatanya has a famous kasha. It's also a little, it's in Nefesh HaChaim in a slightly different version. He says, the greatest thing I can do is learn Torah. Those of you who learned Chesed Rabbatim in Yeshiva last year, this past year, the year before, all about Migo. What is Migo figuring about what a swindler is going to swindle? Well, Tanya says, this is the greatest thing I can do, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, figuring out how a swindler is going to swindle. This is Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level. And with this, I'm calling Olam Haba. He says, you know why? Because I know in case X, the halach is Y, and I can understand that in case X, the halach is Y, I mishabed my mind to the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the avodah, to mishabed our minds to the minds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest avodah there is. And that is the collapse of Western culture now. That is where it all began. That's how it all got destroyed. You can think what you want, you can say what you think, and there are no bounds. You can say every stupidity as long as it sounds intellectual. So what does it end up? It ends up with the stupidity in Minneapolis, stupidity in stupidity every different way. The stupidity in Minneapolis and Seattle and Baltimore, everywhere, everything that's happened. No, there are absolutes in this world. You're upset? Upset. You burn down someone's house, you burn someone's business. No, there are no absolutes. We're all for human rights. That's Korach. That's the destruction of the world. That's why the onesh for Korach had to be so drastic. That's why the Gemara says, what is Korach in the Olam Emes, Moshe Emes for Torah Sum Emes? Yeah. There are absolutes, and the logic of the Torah is true. And the only way we could accept the Torah is because It was the honor of Mikol Adam, who had no agenda except HaKadosh Baruch. Only the man who was an Ish HaElokim was connected to HaKadosh Baruch. He could be the one to give us the Torah. He was in the Tula HaBechira, and we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell it to him. But not everyone can understand. There are people on that Madreka, and they cannot accept that they have view everything from their own twisted, limited, stupid Hashchos of Midas. Korach is a very critical parsha. Korach is one of the most important parshas as we go through the stupid, idiotic, liberal Western world that we're in. It's what's happening today, you see, is a total destruction of Western ideology, of stupid relativism, etc. Because they don't want to accept absolutes. They want to accept this one logic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's logic. You make up your own logic, you make up your own rules, and everything goes, because that's what I want. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Paro? Hashem Melke Yisrael. No, there's one Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's one Torah. What did Avraham Avinu say? Rakin Yerushalayim Amokam Asar V'Haraguni. There's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one set of absolutes, and that's our Torah. And that's the form of logic that we live in. Is a Shulchan Aruch, how to think about the world. And that's what the Torah is all about. Shkoach Rav Olsen.